Hey everybody out there, this is Mike Williford at Colton Joint Unified School District, Joe Baca Middle School, here with another passing period with the principal, and today I'm with
Jerry Almendar, superintendent.
And he is one of the major innovators out here in the West Coast regarding innovation and 21st century learning for our kids out here. So I'm going to touch base with him on a couple of key questions. So my first question is going to be, Mr. Almendar, why is innovation so important to you, and why is it so important for the 21st century learner?
Well, innovation is important to me because things are changing so rapidly around us, not only in our region, but across the world. And I think it's important for us to prepare our kids for a 21st century global economy and to develop and nurture a 21st century skill sets. And not only is it important for our students, but it's also important for our teachers as well.
And I know that you recently, you know, talking about innovation, that you recently went to Costa Rica and saw some great things over there. What are some things you've been seeing out and about? Because I know you've been touring the country, seeing different establishments, different areas. What are things you're seeing out there about innovation?
Well, I think the thing that stuck with me in our trip to South America is how adaptable the people are in certain parts of the world. And we had the opportunity to visit Intel Innovation Lab out in Costa Rica and visit a group of interns that were working on projects, and in conversing with those students and those interns, it was amazing how quickly they pivoted from different languages. So in one case, we were asking this young lady questions, and she went from Spanish to English to Portuguese all within a matter of seconds. And the thing that really stuck with me is that reflecting on the experiences that we have here in the United States, it stuck with me that our kids, as they go through our system, are going to be competing with students that are multilingual, trilingual for the same jobs. And no longer do you have to be in a certain region in order to get those high-paying jobs. You can be work remotely and be on teams literally around the world. And so as I came back from that trip, as we came back from our trip to Scotland, it's just kind of reflecting on those experiences and kind of challenging myself and other leaders in the region. How do we provide opportunities for our students to really understand and grasp how competitive the world economy is going to be? And so that's why we make such a big push here in Colton and in our area.
And I know that you were in Scotland for, you were actually a TEDx presenter in there, presenting your story to the world. But you brought back with us something that was really unique. Can you talk to us a little about the TED Circles that you just did recently?
Yeah, we participated in the Innovative TED Educator program through TED was an amazing experience, but also opened up some opportunities for us to bring back to our region and really work on enhancing and spreading student voice. And so we were able to be a part of a pilot for TED Circles, and that is simply an opportunity to bring people together from all over the world to have conversations about the same topic. And I think that's one of the driving forces behind what TED is trying to do, is just have people come together that have differing opinions and just actually talking about it, getting to understand each other in the hopes that we become better world citizens.
Speaking of all that, you also are a huge reader. I know in our school district that we read a lot of books based on different avenues that you've read up on. What book are you reading now, and why is it so important?
Two books. One is Leadershift. And that's by John Maxwell. Talks about just how how important it is to make the leader shift in today's hyper environment related to the economy. And then the other book that I'm reading is Digital Leadership, and that talks about the importance of using technology, social media, to actually lead an organization.
Well, Jerry, I have to just thank you for taking time to meet with me today during the passing period. You are a huge influence to us in this district, and thank you for all your influence and everything you do to make sure that we're doing great things for our kids.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Williford, for this opportunity, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.